Greetings, friends, family, and partners. You're listening to the podcast, Choices, We Believe. And my name is Joe Watson. And I just want to tell you, this is now the 51st episode of this that I'm posting today. And I'm just so impressed. The Lord continues to provide with all kinds of topics and subjects and inspiration. And everything that he gives to me is about choices that we make. And this podcast is not going to be any different. I want to talk about the topic is success in life. And will the topic here of talking about success be connecting it with reward? Or you can change the word reward through success. So everybody wants to live a successful life, right? But we all have different ideas about what that looks like. You know, once I saw a bumper sticker that said that the most successful people leave behind the most toys. Man, that's incredible. But too many people think it's true. It is, however, a materialistic outlook. And it's all about the stuff that we collect. But is that really success? Or is that just somebody else's idea? No, let's look into it. There's a story in the Bible about a young man who wouldn't follow Jesus because he had too much stuff. Yeah, he had stuff. And I'm going to read this. It's found in Mark chapter 10. Just a note. This scripture today is from the English Standard Version. So Mark chapter 10, verse 17 starts out, as he, that's Jesus, was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, Jesus responded to him and said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." The young man said to him, "Teacher, all these I've kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go. Sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." So disheartened or sad by this saying, the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Well, we could spend all day on all of this. This is power packed, but I got to point out just a couple of things and then move on. It says that Jesus loved him. So Jesus wasn't putting up an objection. Jesus loved him and wanted to give him opportunity. And if we look at the commandments that Jesus did list, there are six of them. They're all about our horizontal relationship with people, okay? The four that he did not mention, yeah, those are the four that have the vertical relationship, our relationship with God. But Jesus loved him anyway, yet the young man had not kept these four commandments that I just mentioned. Even in Jesus' love, the young man went away because he couldn't bring himself to let go of his stuff, the possessions. Maybe we should try to let go a little bit more of what we have. Or maybe success is not found in collecting stuff alone. Let's look at another Bible verse and see what it says, okay? So I'm going to turn over to the Old Testament, still in the ESV, but it's Joshua 1:8, which gives us a clue of a recipe for success. So Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That gives us a clue what direction to go day and night. We're meditating on the book of the law or the Bible, the word of God, day and night. And that causes us to be able to be careful to do according to what is written in it. Then he says you'll be prosperous, which is another word that we could delve into for a long time. But he also goes on, says then you will have good success. I'm still looking at success. This is a written in Hebrew, the book of Joshua. So the Hebrew word for success looks kind of like shakal or sakal. And its definition is quite long. I'm going to just do excerpts from it, just part of it. And it says to be, make or act, circumspect, and hence intelligent. That's success, intelligence. Also, consider, expert, instruct, prosper. Of course, we saw prosper. Then it says deal prudent or prudently. Give skill or skillful. Have good success. Teach. Have or make to understand or have understanding. Wisdom. Behave yourself. Consider, make wise or wisely. Guide wittingly. So prosperity and success kind of go hand in hand here with the Bible. Well, that's interesting. I want to back that up with another verse out of Ecclesiastes 10:10. Because we saw this word wisdom and we saw wise or wisely as part of the Hebrew word containing success. Okay, so Ecclesiastes 10:10. This is a short verse, but we're going to include it with this. It says, speaking of an axe, if the iron is blunt, the iron head of an axe, okay, one does not sharpen the edge, he must use more strength, but wisdom helps one to succeed. So here we're stumbling into wisdom connected to success. So how does wisdom help success? I guess wisdom is what it takes to sharpen the axe. If it's dull, it takes a whole lot more strength to chop down a tree than if you sharpen it, it takes a little less strength. So you got to know to sharpen your axe. And that's pretty easy. Let's go on back to the New Testament. I want to look at Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 3. We'll do a couple of verses right quick here. And Matthew 6:3 starts out with, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is a different word that we're going to attach to success, is reward, a level of success. You successfully did something. In this particular case, we're not giving away what we, give to our offerings or poor people or, we're making our offering. We're doing it in secret. So we're not broadcasting it. In particular, Jesus was telling the disciples not to go around telling everybody and, sounding a trumpet about all of your giving. So the reward that God's going to give you is going to be open, but you keep your giving in secret. Is that a level of success? To successfully give to others in need and keep it quiet? Because God's going to reward you. That's a major question in all our lives. What does success really look like? I'm going to look at something that the Apostle Paul wrote. The Apostle Paul wrote to us in Philippians 4:11. He says, speaking of himself, he says, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am in to be content. Another new word, content. Does success equate to contentment? And does that give us a reward if we're content regardless of where we are, what our situation is? That's a good question. However, let's Let's go back to the world's way of looking at it, and a couple of things here. In business, the gauge for success is a growing profitable business, right? You're making a profit, you're continuing in business, and that's considered your success, right? And then in many times in charity work, yeah, the gauge for success is how many are you serving? Who are you helping? How large is this charity and its service to the community, the nation, the world? Maybe. Or maybe success is more like leading someone to saving faith in Christ or giving your last $2 to the poor. We know that God measures success in our obedience to Him, our obedience to keep our giving secret, our obedience to go, do, say the things that He directs us to follow His word and keep it mindful all of the time. I'll tell you a story. Once upon a time, right, there once was a boy who had brought his lunch to attend a crusade that was being held by an up-and-coming preacher. And when the preacher was done with all of his teaching, the preacher wanted to feed everyone before they went away. He was afraid that they had been with him all day and they'd grow faint on their way home. And so he wanted to fill their stomachs. Problem. Nobody remembered to bring any food. Yeah, they held this little crusade, and no potluck. Nobody brought something to eat. What a deal. That could be a problem if you've got a long way to go to get home. But this boy, yeah, he gave them his lunch. And then he had no idea how this little bitty lunch that he had would change anything for so many people. There were thousands of people there. So the preacher took his fish sandwiches, he blessed them, and with the help of his disciples, he broke those sandwiches up and ended up feeding the entire group. In fact, they had enough leftovers that were so great, they got 12 large baskets and filled them up so that nothing went to waste. Perhaps success can be in our obedience, like I was just saying, in the little. The little boy just had a lunch, sack lunch, a couple of fish sandwiches, a couple of fish, some loaves of bread, and it ended up or resulted in the benefit of many. So what it tells us is that the obedience to God brings reward, thus generating success in our lives. And it will be the God-sized kind of success. So be content with what we have. Give when we can. Obey every day. And watch and see how big the success is that's according to God's measure and not man's measure. Because man always measures in material items, numbers, and quantifying this and that, the effort that you put into it. But we are to rest in what Christ put into it. Because you can't take a fish sandwich and cut it up into enough pieces to fill up 5,000 men. Only God can do that. And that little bit of obedience by that boy created the full stomachs for over 5,000 men, plus women and children. Thank you for listening. My name is Joe Watson, and this podcast is Choices We Believe.